This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by the City of Pella, Precision Pulley and Idler, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Pella Corporation, and Dr. Kurt Vanderplu. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's of Pella, Midwest One Insurance Services, Merle Norman, Don's Heating and Cooling, Verduft Agency, and Boats Home Furnishings. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The kids are back. Back to school. How important is early childhood education? In the second part of a five-part program, let's go in-depth with Kerry Garrison, director of Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, Knoxville. So, Kerry, how long has Stepping Stones Early Learning Center been in Knoxville?
We started out at the VA, so between the VA location and currently here at Stepping Stones, 32 years.
32 years, and you've been associated one way
or
another?
In the community, correct.
That's for Stepping Stones, and you personally have been involved in one way or another with Stepping Stones and education in Knoxville for how long?
20 years.
So, a good portion of that.
Correct.
So now we have kids who are kids at Stepping Stones with their kids here, and in another 10 years or so with their grandkids here, maybe.
That's probably correct. It's a good way of looking at it, yeah.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And you have lots of kids.
Yes.
I'm guessing thousands of kids have gone through here in those years.
I would say so. I mean, it gets to the point now that I've seen kids go through. They work for me. They've come back through, and their kids go here. So, I mean, I've seen at least three, you know, they cycle through at least three times. I've seen kids come through, either as a parent, as a child, or a worker, employee.
So I guess we can say that Stepping Stones has played a fundamental role in setting the stage for education for a great many of kids in Knoxville.
That's totally correct. I mean, it's a great partnership here with the parents and, you know, getting school kids' readiness for school.
Yeah, and just, you're just not here watching the kids play so they don't get hurt. It's much more than that.
It's much more than that. You figure that our kids start off with our curriculum base, which is a play base, a creative curriculum, so they learn through play. That goes all the way up from, starts at birth, goes all the way up to 4 years old, and that carries on into school, and it's based on the whole child. So it's a pretty neat program. So.
And you provide aftercare.
Correct.
School up through
fifth grade.
So a lot of kids, even if they aren't in the early learning center part, they're involved in programs after school.
Yes.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, Pella Precast Products, Skuring and Utermarkt, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, Pella Regional Health Center, and Twyla Wilson, Director of Sales, Shackley Marketing. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Celebrate Community Church, Twin Cedar Schools, Marion County Auto Body, Creative Landscaping, Medicap Pharmacy, and Dan's Plumbing and Heating.
I continued my conversation with Kerry Garrison, director of Stepping Stones Early Learning Center. Do you think that people in Knoxville sort of recognize consciously the important role this plays in setting the stage for success?
I would hope so. I think it's a valued part of the community, and I would hope that they would.
Mm-hmm. Well, so many people have been associated with it one way or another that they have to. Yes, and you are integrated. I guess I've been here before, and I've seen meetings where the elementary school principal, teachers, superintendent, you're integrated into Knoxville system.
Yeah, our advisory board is, they're very diverse, and they come from all angles of, you know, whether the financial side, the education side. We're also integrated with pre-K through the four-year-old voluntary preschool program, so it takes a lot of people to be involved with this facility.
Well, and it's sort of like the teachers, the administrators, et cetera, they help guide your curriculum? Is that part of it?
I wouldn't say they guide. It's just what we, with based off the Iowa Core, this is what we're choosing to use. It goes into what GOLD, what the four-year-old voluntary preschool, so it all follows it. It just kind of gives you a good foundation, and each foundation you just kind of get one step closer to when they transfer to go to kindergarten. So it just prepares them.
And so the kindergarten teacher can think, well, they've been to Stepping Stones, they should know A,
correct,
B, and C.
Yes.
Which gives them a leg up.
Yes.
And the kids a leg up.
Yeah, we kind of always say we give them a step up.
Step up. Stepping,
yes,
stones.
Yes.
Okay. I guess it would have been silly to call it legging stones,
yes,
I guess. So I chose the wrong comparison. But anyway, so it gives them that step up into,
yes,
school. And so then hopefully can propel them through school, through any kind of post-secondary education they get, and into life to help make them be everything they can be.
Correct.
Now, that must feel good, helping do that every day.
I think so. I think that was probably one of the reasons that I chose to kind of step away from doing the before and after. This is kind of out of my comfort zone, but I thought back. I just want to be a part of it. You want to be successful. You want to take on the challenge, and you just want to make sure that every family that comes to the door, that they have that opportunity and know that we are a partnership with them to help them succeed and to give them that step up.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back to School, is brought to you in part by Cushman Construction, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Kevin Wadley CPA, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and the Marion County Fair Association. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Pleasantville Clinic, Knoxville Raceway, E.J. McKeever Clinic and Melcher, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, and Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Carrie Garrison, Director of Stepping Stones Early Learning Center.
And you've just taken over as director, is that
correct,
what it's called, director?
Yes.
Very recently.
Yes, probably in the last month. Since June, Marilyn Clark and I, myself, have filled the role as an interim kind of team to make sure that everything's going smoothly. Interviewed for the director position in July and accepted it. And moving forward, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got some pretty big shoes to fill. Those
very big shoes to fill, yes.
Pam Mahoney's.
Yes, very big shoes to fill.
But I bet, yeah, she started it, right?
Correct, yes.
34 years ago?
32 years ago
she started, when she was a kid.
We could say that, yes. She'll like to hear that, so.
All right, and so then by having that long-term commitment by Pam and helping set the stage, there's also a clear path for you.
I would think so, and it's nice to know that she's a phone call away, and she's big shoes to fill, but I know that her passion and leadership, that's what I want to continue, so.
Tell me about your staff.
Great group of staff. They love children, otherwise I don't think they would be here. Just, you couldn't ask for a better group of people to work with.
And how many people more or less work here?
Part-time and full-time, we're probably at 48 altogether.
So you're one of the biggest employers in the community as well?
I would say so.
I mean,
minus the school system, hospital, but yeah.
Hospital, school system, county,
yeah.
Weiler, 3M. You're in the top 10.
Yeah, for a small business, I'd say that we're probably close, yes.
Yeah, in the top 10. Okay, and so the passion is kids for everybody. I mean, everybody here just wants to see kids advance.
I would say that's the first, that would be the first thing. They just enjoy their job, enjoy working with kids.
And how about the parents? How do the parents work in here with you at Stepping Stones?
I think the parent support that we have is, it means a lot. I think that, you know, they hope, you know, some might think, you know, I'm just dropping my child off and, you know, they're safe and they get that. But when they pick them up, they know that, you know, they've learned something, they bring that stuff home. So I think that they really get that sense of partnership that we're part of their family and they're part of ours. So.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back. Back to School is brought to you in part by Lucas County Health Center, Klein's Quick Time and Towing, Knoxville Fire and Rescue and Police, Pizza Hut, Hewitt Service Center, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, 3M, and Lauterbach Buick and GMC. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norris Asphalt and Paving Company, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Knoxville Library, Iowa Health Homes Carpet Cleaning, Great Western Bank, iHealth Solutions, Gata Enterprises, and the Knoxville Community Schools.
I continued my conversation with Carrie Garrison, director of Stepping Stones Early Learning Center.
And how young do you accept kids?
Birth, we're looking at, birth would be 8 weeks, 6 weeks, somewhere in there. That'd probably be the youngest, all the way up to age 11 in both facilities.
In both facilities. And then the after-school programs, that's really important for the younger kids, especially if their parents work.
Yes.
That's critical, isn't it?
It's critical because, you know, with school lets out early, they start late. Other major holidays, we're here. I mean, both facilities, we're open. You know, we provide that portion of the business that, you know, the parents can are able to go to work. You know, even during those snow days, you know, your child has a place to go. I think in my 20 years of working here, I think we've been closed twice. A nice storm and then one bad snowstorm. But that's pretty good average when you think about it.
Sometimes it's one of the few places. The schools may be closed, but
yes,
Stepping Stones
is. But we're open unless it's a major holiday or mm-hmm. we're here. Mm-hmm.
And does it help that you're just right next door to West Elementary?
I think it's a perfect. It's just a perfect way to collaborate. We have kids. We have Head Start here in the building. Kids were able to dual enroll in preschool and in Head Start. Some of our preschoolers are eligible to ride the bus, so with the transportation being so close by, hauling meals over to and snacks to before and after, you couldn't ask for a better setup.
Now, for parents with kids in these ages, do you have any advice for them, things they could be at home that could be help, that could help supplement what you're trying to do here to help them put their kids forward on their best foot?
I would just maybe just shutting, you know, we're such an electronic society, shutting, tuning off some of those electronics, devices, television, gaming system, just spending some time, maybe reading, playing a game, sitting down, just having those conversations, just going back doing some simple stuff.
It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yes. Hard to do times, but the concept is pretty simple.
And the thing is that sometimes as parents, you know, maybe we're distracted by those mm-hmm. electronic devices, too.
Yes.
Maybe it's not just the kids that have to turn them off.
No. I agree with that.
Yeah. And it takes that extra step, you know, to turn it off to interact with the kids.
Yes.
And so how important is reading to the kids?
It's essential. I mean, build your children's vocabulary. It gives them an opportunity to know there's other things out there that might be of interest to your child. Role modeling, if your child sees you reading, that might be something that they're, oh, you know, mom, dad are reading a book, then I'll sit down and read a book. It's huge. I mean, it's just huge.
It's not just having a book around, it's reading, leading by example.
Yes.
Okay. We have a relatively new program in the last couple of years, I think, with the four-year-old.
With the voluntary preschool.
Yeah, yes. How's that going?
Numbers, you know, at first they were coming in slow, but I think when we did enrollment, we looked at it in the springtime. But now, you know, your parents are out registering their kids for school, and they look, oh, you know, my youngest can go to school, and enrollment's really climbing, you know, really increasing. So numbers look good. It's just a great start for a child, and a great opportunity, because that's a voluntary preschool where you're reaching out to maybe families that kids wouldn't be able to go to preschool just for the financial reasons, and it's just a really great start for them to get ready to go to kindergarten and first grade.
And it's free.
It's free.
That's pretty neat.
It's a wonderful idea.
Mm-hmm. And there's been some debate, and I've seen it, that, oh, it doesn't really help kids, or it really helps kids. Do you have an opinion on it?
After seeing it the last few years, I think it allows kids to identify strengths and weaknesses. And by playing on either one or both of those, it just prepares the kids for the future. It just helps them.
And so are you still taking kids in that program? And actually in all of your programs, you still...
Yes, we are taking kids in for daycare. We're taking kids for preschool. Kids club, we have a waiting list, but a lot of times we just wait to see if they show up. You don't know. We kind of assume that some are coming back, but we always take them. West Elementary is still taking, as far as I know, PM classes. Those can be addressed over there. They can call West Elementary and see if you can get your child registered for that. If you haven't checked us out, just stop out at 300 Panther Drive and check us out.
What's the best part of your job?
Seeing kids smile and their parents are happy at the end of the day.
Thanks to Carrie Garrison for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.